Hello, guys and gals, me, Mudahar, and oh boy, something crazy in the old age verification world. Do you guys know a new law has been signed? The Children's Online Social Media Safety Act? Oh, Muda, but this probably keeps those children safe online. Yeah, I guess maybe if we're to believe all the propaganda. But you want to know something funny about this? Well, it's touching your operating system. Are you okay with requiring age verification on your operating system, your actual computer, for crying out loud? You know, I'm one of those people where, again, I talk about age verification a fair, but I've been talking about this for years, okay? So before anybody goes and says, well, nobody says anything, hold on a minute. Uncle Muda is here to walk you through the nightmare that's happening. But again, I want to stress here, this is not here for doom and gloom and negativity, okay? There are ways to fight back. You just have to know what's going on, and you have to be willing to write a fucking nasty email. Of course, obviously, you know, something that brings the point across. I don't want you to just harass somebody. But if you have a representative, it's time for you to write some emails. It's time for you to get mad in text. It's time for you to call that motherfucker up and tell them you don't agree. It's time for you to make your voice heard, because the longer you stay quiet, the longer these big tech vultures will do everything they can to push crazy laws that restrict the freedoms we have on the internet. So anyways, to give you an idea, this is the Bill HB 5511. Unfortunately, according to this, it's basically been passed. The governor has signed HB 5511. And this takes effect January 1st, 2028. So you might be like, but Muda, we've got time. We did. You know, when I was talking about the whole age verification on Discord, I was yelling about that a year or two in advance. And you know what happened? Time came. You know, there's a lot of things that you can't avoid. The march of time is one of them, okay? 2028, that'll be around. Don't you worry. You'll see it at some point, barring acts of God. Anyway, so again, I want to read a little bit of this text for you. So again, I want to show you what this kind of stuff is. So ultimately, they talk about this being the Online Social Media Safety Act, okay? So let's look at exactly what's kind of going on over here, okay? Let's look at exactly what they're discussing. So for instance, they talk about addictive feeds. So websites, online services, online applications, where multiple pieces of media are generated and shared to users of a website. So basically any social media service where people can just scroll on feeds and get fucking addicted to that shit, okay? Which I'm sure there's a lot of people that sit there endlessly scrolling Instagram. I don't understand it. When I use my cell phone, I typically just message the closest people around me, check some emails, maybe browse the web, and then it just gets chucked across, okay? This thing is barely charged most days, all right? Terrible habit that I've kept going on into my 30s. But anyways, to go down into this, like, case, I wanted to actually read exactly what was being brought into. How are they capturing people's age? So over here in this case, page 3, age brackets, meaning a user's age range, where, again, once you enter your age, you get thrown into different brackets. So are you under 13? Are you between 13 and 16? Are you between 16 and 18? Or are you at least 18 and above? So there's at least 4 different brackets, okay? Under 13, 13 to 16, 16 to 18, 18 plus, okay? So let's go down a little bit further into this. So here they mention a couple other things. So they mention application stores, meaning a publicly available website application that lets you download apps. So the App Store, the Microsoft Store. I don't know. I guess by that definition, maybe the Linux Discover Store right over here. Although you never have to log in here. You can just click any project you want and just hit the big old download key right over here, or just install it. I don't know if they could even... I don't know if the government could even put any limitations on here, but we'll talk about that in a second. So then they talk about things like, again, the covered manufacturer, which means a manufacturer of an internet-enabled device, so an iPhone, an operating system provider. So I guess Microsoft for distributing Windows for everyone to use, which is what most people are using. Are we serious? Covered operator means somebody who owns a covered platform, okay? Somebody who owns an addictive social media platform, is used by a covered minor in the state, and is intended to connect and allow a user to socially interact with a website, service, or application, blah, blah, blah. So here they mention the age assurance requirement. So no later than January 1st, 2028, a covered manufacturer that offers an account setup feature for an internet-enabled device. So again, that's basically most computer. You bought a MacBook? Well, you got to make an account with Apple, or at least make an account locally on the system in general. Did you install Windows onto your system? Well, you got to have a Microsoft account now, and they're starting to plug those local account loopholes as we saw over the last couple years. So eventually, you will be needing a Microsoft account. Are you on Linux for crying out loud? Well, I don't know. That's kind of a touchy subject. But over here, provide an accessible interface at account setup that requires an account holder to indicate the birth date, age, or both of the primary user of the device for the purpose of providing that signal. So remember how we talked about those brackets earlier. When you enter your age, you'll be put into different brackets. Under 13, 13 to 16, 16 to 18, and 18 plus, okay? So I guess you're supposed to put in your age as you would back in the days on like any website, right? Oh, are you 18? Of course, I was born on January 1st, 1901. Clearly I'm over 18, I can play the fucking games. Now again, it's just self-attestation, which is how it begins. Remember, this, a lot of people saying that, are you gonna be giving your passport January 1st, 2028, your driver's license or whatever? According to this law, it seems like it's just self-attestation. But that's how it begins. Once you make a law and it unfortunately passes, these government, like, scumbags will realize, wow, everyone's suddenly born 1901. Everyone's, like, 99 years. Clearly, we need to tighten the belt a little further. So how long will it be before they say something like, instead of providing your actual age, start providing a credit card, start providing an actual driver's license, start providing a passport, start providing something to verify the age that you're attesting, right? That is going to be the future. At least the only way that I can fucking see it once a politician realizes, wow, this law is really, really stupid. Instead of scrapping it entirely, let's find a way to go through with it and make it even worse. So upon receiving separate prior consent of the user to share the user's age bracket data with a specific operator, provide the covered operator with the technical ability to call a digital signal that contains the bracket by a reasonably consistent API, and send only the minimum amount of information necessary to comply with the act. So here's what this means. Now imagine you're a company like Facebook, for instance, and you know, you're very regulated to not, you know, grab the information of little children. Well, you see what this law is kind of trying to do? You know, instead of you seeking out the age of a minor, what's actually happening is the onus is being put onto the app stores and the actual computers. So these scumbag companies, which are actually putting kids in real fucking danger, now decide that, hey, listen, let's let the computers and the app stores figure this out themselves. So now the computer that's sort of like requesting this information, all these companies have to do, not just Facebook, but any of these companies, all they have to do is query this API, and they now know the age bracket of people. Now I know if the user is under 13. Now I know if the user is between 16 to 18. Now I know if the user is between 13 to 16. So you see how they can kind of identify your person's age, you know, without even really requiring it. And because they get the minimum information, you know, really they're not under the obligation of, I believe, a lot of other data protection laws that may actually benefit minors in this case. Now I imagine Facebook, if they receive any information and say, hey, are you under 18? Well, you can't access the service. Or are you under 18? Well, maybe we can give you access, but only if your mom and dad say yes. Well, again, there's a lot of ways that somebody can bypass this, and there's a lot of nefarious ways that big tech companies can use this information against people. But the biggest problem, okay, is that it's being put into my fucking operating system, man. I have no intention with a lot of these scumbag companies to even interact with them. Like I said, okay, in the past, I've had my Instagram account banned. And, you know, I tried to unban it, and Mark Zuckerberg was like, can I have your ID? And I'm like, you know, man, I don't really care about Instagram that much. Like, maybe if it was my YouTube channel, sure, I'd give Google my ID because they already have my tax information anyways. But Mark Zuckerberg doesn't really give me anything, okay? So you can keep your fucking Instagram account. I'll keep my ID. You keep your terrible fucking platform. I can make another Mudahar account, a fresh Instagram account, just to follow the people in my life. And if I get banned for impersonating, then I'll just come back another time, okay? I'll just keep coming back, all right? I will keep coming back like Joe Pesci in Casino, all right? Simple as that, boy. Like, you get it? So anyways, down the road, obviously, this is not a good law, and I disagree with it. And obviously, look, with a lot of this stuff happening, I think one of the things that I've kind of read from a lot of people is, places like r/privacy, is it all really worth it? As somebody who cares about digital rights and privacy, I've been seeing myself more and more stressed about every little fight we lost, every day just trying to keep our rights. The worst for me is realizing that we're just a minority, as mass surveillance will still happen despite our fight since the majority of people doesn't give a shit about all this. I started to question it since having a conversation with a friend, where I just wanted to explain to him why it'd be better if he'd install Signal to replace WhatsApp and keep talking to me. We have to convince people to do something that should be obvious. Why wouldn't you prefer open source and secure solutions over something by Meta? The problem here is that there seems to be this concerted effort, honestly, by like a lot of these big tech companies, by governments, that if you seek privacy and open source shit, maybe you are the bad guy. Why would you need to be that private to begin with? Now, I talk to my friends over Signal. I talk to a lot of people that don't have iPhones because we need to use cross-platform messaging services. I just use Signal. If somebody says, use WhatsApp, honestly, at that point, all I can really say is, I'm sorry, bro, I'm not on WhatsApp. And usually if they're shocked, I just explain to them, I'm not joining the Mark Zuckerberg line of bullshit, okay? I might have had a WhatsApp account, but I'm sure as hell not bothering with installing the application on my iPhone. I think Signal is okay for me, right? And if they don't understand it, then you just don't bother engaging, okay? Simple as that. I think it's some people... At some point, people need to realize that, listen, it's not a crime to actually ask. It's not a crime to require your government to fucking warrant and surveil you. If the government is going to surveil you, they should seek out warrants. It's not a crime to think that way, okay? That's the foundation of how this country was built, at least the United States, and to an extent even Canada, and most modern civilizations kind of, you know, are built with the idea of the individual and their security in mind. So remember, the government represents you. You are not to fear the government. The government should always fear their people. But unfortunately, we're kind of headed to a world where as stuff like this passes, it's going to be a lot more difficult for you to voice your concerns, to talk about, you know, this kind of stuff in mind. There's a lot of people that want to protest, right, and speak against their government. And unfortunately, they get targeted. We looked about a week ago, almost a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, of an individual from Atlanta who was using Graphene OS, who, when they were asked, hey, can you give us your PIN, gave them a duress PIN, so the device, you know, basically made itself inaccessible in terms of being surveilled, because, hey, it was that person's right to privacy, right? Simple as that. The government will oftentimes throw you into prison, or at least threaten you with it, if you choose to actually combat and exercise your privacy and freedom. Look, if you think that you're doomed, remember, it sounds scary. It sounds very doom and gloom. But look, that's one of the reasons why I promote things like self-hosting. Like, for instance, when it comes to my operating system, I don't use Linux because I'm some fucking, you know, I want to be totally different from society. No, I use Linux because I got tired of Microsoft and I got tired of cleaning up their mass surveillance operating system that I had to debloat all the time anyways. I got tired of it. So all I did was I just installed myself Fedora Linux. And throughout that, I have full control on my computer. When it comes to things like Discord, Discord right now, unfortunately, has been hit in Texas. So for instance, in the last couple like days, the Texans have actually got a temporary injunction that requires Texas to provide the same level of age assurance and default protections to people that they see in the UK. So everyone that complains in the UK about, hey, the internet's turning into this giant game of papers, please. Well, the freest state in the country decided, okay, we're just gonna have those same problems brought here. So in 90 days, Discord has to turn them on for every Texan user. Now, what does this entail? That means everyone in Texas who uses Discord will probably either have to VPN themselves out of the state, which is insane when you have to really think about that in your head, or provide their information to Discord, because Discord is forced to do this. The government has forced Discord to do this in arguably one of the freest states in the country. And they say the evidence at the TI hearing told a different story. Currently, anyone in Texas, including children and adult predators seeking to do harm, can open a Discord account with nothing more than an email address and a self-reported birthday. It's a faulty honor system that anyone can clear within seconds. So a faulty honor system is very good choice of words here, because that Illinois bill that I showed you where you just have to provide your age, well, how's that also not a faulty honor system? Obviously, that's going to get up, you know, it's gonna, if it gets upheld, it's gonna move up and people will realize it's faulty. So let's make it more aggressive
as we see here. Now look, there's a lot of children that are unfortunately targeted by real predators online. In 2025 alone, Discord submitted almost 500,000 CSAM child sexual exploitation on its platform to the NCMEC. So again, it's fucked up, but remember, Discord is a massive platform. And ultimately, at the end of the day, yes, there are a lot of sick people online. I'm not for them. I obviously want them to suffer, and I obviously want them to face real justice. But enabling warrantless mass surveillance on people and actually like getting rid of everyone's online anonymity is never the answer. The government is using these children and the fact that, unfortunately, predators exist as an excuse to push meritless, warrantless de-anonymization of people on the internet, okay? And again, this is from the freest state in the country, I guess. That's what people like to always say. So again, big thing to constantly bring up. There's also other situations like the Screen Act, which I've talked about before too, S737. And obviously, this is a bill that, according to the EFF, says that it does not merely require people to attest that they're adults. It states that requiring a user to confirm that the user is not a minor shall not be sufficient. In practice, that means platforms would have to verify users' ages using methods tied to their real identity. Because yes, ultimately at the end of the day, any form of this kind of stuff is meant, first and foremost, to de-anonymize the people. Meaning that if you make an account online and you want to talk about, you know, your freedoms, you want to be critical of the government, you want to whistleblow on something, if you are somebody of that nature, if you are somebody that has been abused and you're running away from someone and you value your anonymity at all, then congratulations. Most online platforms, if not all, will require you to basically de-anonymize yourself because the government actually would prefer that. Obviously they would. They've been wanting to do this since the fucking Patriot Act back in the day, if you remember it. You know, a lot of this mass surveillance tech that exists, things like the flock cameras, for instance, we've talked about, where at least in one California town, at least 71% of the alerts that were actually sent to the police were misread in general. Again, software is not perfect. When you apply artificial intelligence into reading images, sometimes they can obviously confuse things like nines for the number 8. And you might be like, how does it keep doing that? Can't it learn? Again, AI is not a magical thing. The police department finds that in 71% of the alerts it gets, the machine learning software incorrectly reads the license plates. And remember, this stuff is meant to track stolen vehicles, kidnap children, actual criminals. If it's misreading your license plate, you know, the thing it's supposed to fucking do really well, imagine the kind of false positives that get brought up against people hunted down through this shit. Imagine, again, remember, don't forget, Flock has had so many issues where cops have been using this technology to spy on people that they're ex-lovers with, because they're just creepy fucking stalkers in general, and they have access to some crazy mass surveillance tech without any safeguards whatsoever, right? Look, I'm not a nut job when I talk about this kind of stuff, okay? Look, at the end of the day, I've talked about things on the dark web, I've talked about creepy internet rabbit holes, I have talked about how scary the mass surveillance stuff can be around the world. And look, I have talked endlessly about places like China, where internet use is so tightly monitored that, again, you really don't have the freedom to be who you are, even on the vast bounty of the internet. Sometimes the government can lock you into a place where you actually can't even leave your country, even digitally. You know, there have been situations in the past, like in 2003, for instance, when an AT&T technician, Mark Klein, had watched literally how inside his own facility in San Francisco, there was a room known as the 641A room, a place where the National Security Agency was allegedly installing equipment to copy internet traffic wholesale. So again, they would just get a direct mirror of all the traffic that was happening, and boom, they could just pick apart anybody's information at their behest. Look, ultimately, at the end of the day, look, a lot of this stuff is overwhelming. And I think for a lot of people, they probably are tired. And I think for a lot of people too, there's some that just believe the government's bullshit about this protects minors, this protects people in general. But think about where this is going, okay? At the end of the day, once these people are finally in our operating system, which it seems in some of the biggest states like Illinois, they actually might be come January 2028. Right now, it's starting with an actual technical component on the operating system. Companies like Microsoft, companies like Apple can't avoid it.
They operate businesses in these areas. So they're going to be complying. Look, when we were looking at this last, we were looking at federal bills. Texas is already pushing shit in 90 days onto people's Discord servers. When you look at the operating system, Microsoft and Apple have to comply. Linux might be a little bit, you know, dangerous, right? It might be a little bit hard to do so. I use Fedora Linux, and unfortunately, being so popular and used by commercial services, they might comply. But there's obviously going to be Linux distributions that will not comply. And the government doesn't realize it, or maybe they just don't understand it because the people writing this shit are boomers and they don't get technology. But guys, you can always go onto the internet and download Linux distributions that, you know, will work without any of this age verification crap going into the future. It might be difficult if most internet services require a specific API that verifies your age and your operating system doesn't contain it. You might be blocked off from that part of the internet. But this kind of stuff is sort of bleeding into other aspects of our life too. For instance, Grand Theft Auto, I believe, recently banned gambling for Australians, right? Which probably doesn't work well for their country. I don't understand how you can legally gamble on sports, but playing some fucking, like, spinning the wheel in Los Santos might be too intense, too illegal maybe. But the reality of all of this is that going into the future, even video games that we want to play, like GTA 6 Online, or maybe even just GTA 6 in general, may require users to start putting in their actual, like, age verification to verify if they can play or interact with people online. And who knows if the government pushes it and says, you know, video games are super duper violent. Let's make sure that every account that plays video games on the PlayStation Network, the Xbox Network, the Steam Network, whatever network, verifies their age so that they can access M-rated games into the future. Imagine if in order to play GTA 6 or any M-rated game in the future, right? Gears of War, whatever. You know, an M-rated game, you have to now have an online account attached to it that verifies that you are over 18. I mean, just imagine what kind of insanity we're going to be going into the future where, again, the software that we're using, even the games that we enjoy, are being encroached on with this shitty mass surveillance pervasive technology. Look, going into the future, I use things like Linux. I self-host everything that I can, even my own Discord server. If I'm interacting with my friends and close ones, I'm going to be running my own Discord-like instances on my own server, so I don't have to verify my age or do anything stupid like that. And if it comes to playing video games, in the future, if I need to fucking, like, verify myself, then I either don't play that game, or maybe I start sailing some seas, or maybe I just play older titles or something, right? Get my fill through there. But yeah, look, if you want to win against this, these laws, even though some of them are passed, some of these injunctions are being pushed, and it may seem like you've lost, you need to start calling your state representatives. You need to start calling people that represent you. And you need to fucking make that voice heard. Again, it's very simple. You can go to any search engine, Google your state, Google your zip code even, look for your representatives. If you're in Canada, look at your Google your postal code and find your representatives through a search engine. Anywhere you live, find your representative, write them an email. Just write them an honestly, fuck man, load up a local LLM and have it write it for you if you're that lazy. Call them. Have a conversation with them. Tell them you're not going to be voting for them. Do something. Because if you do nothing, then, well, you can't sit and say that the world changed for the worse and it just happened. Because you got warned. You got told. And if you did nothing, then you can really just say nothing. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is me, Mudahar, and yeah. If you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. If you learned something, let me know. I